Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got a great show in store for you today. We invite your phone calls, and we're also going to share with you some information about some of the latest findings in regard to natural therapies for cognitive decline. A story that suggests that even in people highly likely to get Alzheimer's disease, people with the APOE4 gene, lifestyle changes can make a difference. Also, information about curcumin and mood and the mind diet may slow cognitive decline in stroke survivors. All these coming up, but we've got your phone calls to contend with, and we're going to take some of them. So our number, 877-726-8255. You can join the conversation. We're live. We're in the doctor's office, and you can call in with your questions, as did Howard from New Jersey. How you doing?
I'm great, Dr. Hoffman. Good morning or good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
To fill you in, a year ago, my daughter had a renal ultrasound for some bladder issues. Everything turned out fine.
And by the way, pretty common in young girls. Hang on for a second.
Yes.
Pretty common in young girls. Young girls are very prone to bladder and kidney problems and urethral problems that sometimes are structural. I mean, it's like the plumbing isn't right. So then they work that up with certain imaging studies. Okay, so she had her kidneys looked at. Go ahead.
Everything was fine, but they did find, incidentally, two lesions on her liver, the largest being 2.1 centimeters.
Mm-hmm. It's like about it's nearly an inch, yeah.
Right. So they did a follow-up in November of this year, and one read said consistent with hemangioma. Mm-hmm. The other second read said nonspecific. Okay. So now they want to do an MRI with contrast or a CAT scan.
Yeah.
And I just would love your thoughts on that.
Okay. So here's the deal.
She's been on oral contraceptives.
Yeah.
One more thing. She's been on oral contraceptives for 10 years without ever taking a holiday.
Okay. Okay. So putting all those facts together, this is an example of what's called an incidentaloma, which comes from the word incidental, and it's kind of a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek word made up by radiologists, meaning that you're looking for one thing, and then you turn up another. And then, unfortunately, you've reassured yourself that there's no problem in the area that you're focused on, but all of a sudden something pops up elsewhere. That may be like, for example, when we send people for coronary artery scan, and it says everything's fine, it's perfect, there's no calcification, but because the heart is adjacent to the lung, we see a little glitch in the lung, and now we've got to do some additional imaging tests to make sure nothing's going on in the lung. Usually these workups are a wild goose chase, but they're dotting our I's and crossing our T's because there is a slight chance that this may be something dangerous, less likely in a young woman. A hemangioma means a little area of a concentration of blood, basically a blood-filled sac within the liver, which is really common. And but because it doesn't, you're not 100% sure that it is this innocent hemangioma, that they want to do some additional studies. CT scans do entail some radiation, And you don't want to do them casually or unnecessarily. I think, you know, this current practice is, you know, kids fall off a jungle gym in school, bump their head, and right away, because of liability and, you know, the lawyers are baying at the school officials, that they got to do the million-dollar workup and do a CAT scan on the kid's head, even though it's a slight bump. And then the kids are unnecessarily exposed to radiation at a time in their lives when they're developing. And that may be even more dangerous when adults get a lot of imaging studies. Your daughter's grown up. You know, when she gets a CT scan, there is going to be some radiation. But it looks like you probably need to go through with this. When you do a CT scan with contrast, there is a protective nutrient that can be taken, and I recommend that you take it, or that she take it, when she gets the study. 3 days before and 3 days after, she should take 600 milligrams of NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which protects the kidneys from the potential damage that the IV contrast can cause. It's pretty effective. Usually there's no problem with the IV contrast, but in some sensitive individuals, there can be a problem. So it doesn't hurt to take NAC. A lot of people take NAC anyway every day for protection, you know, liver support and so on. Unfortunately, you've opened up a little bit of a can of worms with a study that has one slightly suspicious finding. And, you know, just for reassurance, you need to undergo the test, sounds like. All right.
MRI with gadolinium. What are your thoughts on that?
Wait, that's different. You said a CAT scan, or now you're saying an MRI with
gadolinium? No, they said she could either have the CAT scan, but yeah, they would prefer an MRI. The CAT scan is simpler for her. It's very quick, whereas the MRI, she has a bit of
Well, you know, there's downsides with both. I mean, the MRI is no radiation, and that's good.
Right.
The gadolinium contrast, I mean, recently Chuck Norris's wife has been involved in a big lawsuit about the gadolinium toxicity. And gadolinium can build up in the body. I mean, rarely, because, you know, there's millions of people undergo MRIs every year and no problem. But unfortunately, a tiny but significant fraction develop problems from gadolinium accumulation. I think one-time exposure to gadolinium is not that risky. But, you know, you pick your poison, as the expression goes. And there's risk associated with both. Six of one, half dozen of the other. If they prefer the MRI and it's going to be more definitive, I guess I would go with the MRI.
Right. An open MRI, I heard of one it's a Tesla something, which is more, gives a better view than just a regular open MRI with the gadolinium. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to head with that one. But we're worried about an adenoma, because if she ever decides to get pregnant, and they can grow during pregnancy, from what I'm aware.
What adenoma? What are you talking about?
They want to rule out an adenoma. Oh. That's what they want to rule out versus
the hemangioma. An adenoma of what? Of the liver?
Of the liver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a remote possibility. And, you know, so I think now that we have the specter of that hanging over our heads, I think it's good to get the diagnostic test, rule that out, so she can go forward with reassurance that everything's okay. You know, this is a classic example of, you know, the downside of diagnosis and imaging and testing is that, well, you know, you start getting on a testing merry-go-round. You know, one test confirms there's nothing wrong, but then it shows something else. And that's one of the reasons why I don't recommend people get something like a whole body CAT scan, you know, with like a scan to see every, you know, millimeter of their body, because something may turn up, and that means more tests, more radiation exposure, more possible exposure to toxic dyes. And if it doesn't bother you, nothing's going on, don't get scanned from head to toe. That's my suggestion. All right. Thanks for your call. Interesting situation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726. Let's see. Just 877-726-8255. And we'll be right back with more of your questions. And we're going to talk about lifestyle changes, curcumin, and a special diet for the brain. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part? Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account. or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for FullScript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for questions. And before we get to our callers, I want to give a shout out and a thank you to the people at Jackrabbit Sports and the YMCA of New York City, particularly my local YMCA, the Vanderbilt Y. Because they offered us an opportunity to do an indoor triathlon last Sunday, which I participated in, and was happy to say that I finished it and did relatively well. I was a winner of the category of over 50s. I wasn't the oldest contestant in the race. There was a 70-year-old and a 69-year-old in the race. Fortunately, I beat them out. But it was a fun event. It was kind of a mini triathlon, 10 minutes of swimming as far as you can in a pool indoors, 30 minutes of cycling as far as you can with a meter on a spin bike, and a 20-minute flat-out run. And it was a nice little Sunday morning workout, and I was happy to say that I managed to complete it, and yeah. Did okay. So thank you to the folks who organized that event. And it was a lot of fun. All right. Let's take a call now from Dave in Ohio. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah. Hello, doctor.
Hi.
Yeah. What are all the possibilities that may cause fluid retention, swelling in the lower legs in an 86-year-old woman? Her kidneys and the electrolytes on the blood work are all within range.
Mm-hmm.
Medications she takes are Lasik, mm-hmm. amlodipine, and lisinopril.
Okay. So, you know, the classic reasons, I mean, this is kind of a first-year hospital resident question is, okay, what's the, quote, differential diagnosis for an older individual with swelling in the legs? So the first question you'd have to ask is it in one leg or both legs simultaneously? Okay, so the most likely reason for that is what's called venous insufficiency. We're not talking about, you know, venous de Milo. It's venous, V-E-N-O-U-S, insufficiency of the veins, which means that the pumping action of the veins is impaired as you get older. They're little valves that keep the backflow of blood from going back down into the feet and ankles. They kind of wear out. So the valves become...
She doesn't have any varicose veins.
She doesn't have any varicose veins, but at that age, she may very likely have some degree of what's called venous insufficiency. And some people even have a more severe manifestation of that called lymphedema. This is actually apparently a hereditary condition that some people are more prone to, women in particular. Okay, so number one. Number two, it could be your heart. And it's very possible in an 86-year-old, the way to check that out is to do an echocardiogram and look for an ejection fraction. The ejection fraction
needs to... And that came out good. It was 65%.
So that's good. So she's not in that, because this could be a sign of heart failure. Apparently it's not, and that's a very good ejection fraction for a person in their 80s. So that's not the problem. The other potential problem, it could be the kidneys. And, you know, some of the blood pressure medication can, you know, sometimes affect the kidneys adversely. It should protect the kidneys, but sometimes it affects it adversely. Certain blood pressure medications actually cause leg swelling, like
but
calcium channel blockers.
Blood work all came out normal within the range. Would that rule that out?
Yeah, I mean, less likely. I mean, sometimes we have, you know, unexplained swelling of the legs that's, you know, it's benign. It's not caused by heart failure, thank goodness. It's not caused by kidney failure. Kidney failure, of course, can be another cause of this. But the blood tests show normal. The other thing that might be revealed in a blood test is a low level of protein in the blood. That would be revealed by a low albumin. When you have low albumin, that may result in fluid going into what's called the extracellular space, you know, basically swamping the tissue because of changes in osmotic pressure. I mean, it's basic physiology that if you don't have enough protein in your blood, it causes a leakage of fluid into the surrounding tissue. She doesn't have that. So I'm just going through all the possibilities, none of which are clearly documented here. But hey, I wish I had a buck for every person who comes in with swelling of the legs and doesn't have any serious underlying cause that can be detected through blood or imaging.
Well, she eats out a lot.
Well, then, you know, there may be some issues with, there may be some issues with sodium, excess sodium in the diet. There may be issues with food intolerances. You know, it's not a coincidence that people who go on an Atkins diet, which is a very low carbohydrate diet, lose scads and scads of weight the first week. They might lose 6 to 8 pounds in the first week. That's not fat loss. That's water weight loss. And so sometimes a ketogenic diet or a low-carb diet can cause people to shed lots of excess water weight by eliminating the carbs or by eliminating certain allergenic foods. So people who have water retention, bloating, I sometimes say try an elimination diet, a low-carb diet. Get off of the commonly offending foods that may cause the body to swell up in an allergic response, such as dairy, wheat, you know, we can go down the line of some others, corn, potentially eggs. You know, these are some of the things that we might undertake, but, you know, it doesn't sound like this is a harbinger of something really dangerous. I mean, that's what we do in medicine, is we play the rule-out game, we look at a physical symptom, and we say, is it just what it is, you know, some innocent swelling of the legs that's pretty common in older individuals, or is it a sign that there's some impending disease process that we want to head off? And in this case, the workup's been done. It looks like it is what it is. It's a common affliction, especially in older individuals and, you know, probably with a bit of a female predominance. A lot of women complain of this. All right. When we return, we're going to take a look at some lifestyle interventions, including the use of curcumin for the brain. There's a series of very interesting studies came out this week on that subject, and I want to share it with you in just a moment. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Halpin here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And I want to give a shout-out to Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters like you, Intelligent Medicine listeners, to get lower rates on their life insurance. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health-conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. So go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify. That's healthiq/Hoffman. And also, we did a fantastic podcast this week with Munjal Shah, the CEO of Health IQ, who has a vision of how the insurance industry can be transformed to encourage healthy behaviors. Listen to it at drhoffman.com. Okay, this study comes to us from the University of Eastern Finland, and it has to do with a dreaded genetic modification. Now, you can be tested for this, but do you want to know? It's the APOE4 gene, and it is the crack of doom for people who have a double hit on the APOE4 gene, which confers about an 80% likelihood of developing cognitive decline later in life. It truly is an Alzheimer's gene. Very, unlike certain other genes, which, well, you know, might have a slightly higher risk, this one is highly deterministic of risk for Alzheimer's disease. If you have one hit on the gene, you're at higher risk, but it's not quite that high. So they did a study of individuals 60 to 77 living in Finland who had risk factors for memory disorders, including some who had the APOE4 gene. And what they did is they gave them enhanced counseling involving nutrition, physical exercise, brain exercises, and they gave them support in managing the risk of cardiovascular disease through lifestyle modification. And what they found is that what they term enhanced lifestyle counseling prevented cognitive decline in both people who had the gene and people who didn't have the gene. So this is amazing because the drug companies, I can't tell you how many, literally billions of dollars they've spent in quest of a magic bullet cure for Alzheimer's disease. Yet another drug has crashed and burned. Research and development costs for that drug have been upwards of $500 million. And so many drug companies are abandoning the quest for medications that will rid the brain of the amyloid plaque that causes Alzheimer's disease, or is certainly an accompaniment of Alzheimer's disease. Those fibrillary tangles cause the neurons in the brain to malfunction. And so they're looking for various forms of medications that block the deposition of amyloid. It hasn't worked. But these lifestyle modifications seem to work. I mean, look, not 100%, because there is no 100% cure, but to date, the only successful intervention that slows progression towards serious cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease is lifestyle. And a researcher in charge of this study, Professor Alina Solomon, says, quote, many people worry that genetic risk factors for dementia may thwart the potential benefits from healthy lifestyle changes. We were very happy to see that this was not the case in our intervention. And she adds, it was started early before the onset of substantial cognitive impairment. So getting a risk assessment, identifying early signs of cognitive decline, and intervening early and intensively could make a huge difference for the tens of millions of Americans who are destined to develop Alzheimer's disease by mid-century. And you can also look at the book by Dale Bredesen, who we've interviewed here on Intelligent Medicine. It's a book that outlines the Bredesen Protocol, which is a lifestyle protocol involving diet, lifestyle modification, and also certain key supplements, one of which we'll talk about in just a moment, which is curcumin. But before we do that, let's take one of our callers. It's Donna from New York. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. So glad you took my call. Hi.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, I was diagnosed with this very funky disease called Waldenstrom microglobulinemia.
Uh-huh.
It happened because I went to a neurologist because I was having problems with my feet because I've had Morton's neuromas, and she said, let's do a blood test and a nerve conduction test. The nerve conduction test was fine, but the blood test showed up some kind of funky protein, and she said, you have to be tested for multiple myeloma, which freaked me out. So I saw this hematologist Thursday, and he said, you have this Waldenstrom macroglutinin. It's at a very early stage. I have no symptoms. My blood work is fine, no anemia, no platelets, no lymph issues, absolutely nothing. I don't
get sick. No kidney problems?
No kidney problems. I did notice in some of the blood work that there was a little bit of an anion gap was higher, and when I mentioned it to my primary care doctor and this doctor, he's like, no, don't worry about it. You know, the albumin was normal, but, like, there was an anion gap was a little bit higher, which talked, right, when I looked it up online, about a metabolic acidosis. But both of them said, put it out of your mind.
Yeah. Well, I guess the reason they say put it out of your mind is because it's a very slowly progressive disorder. It's a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And, you know, I got to say, really, I have to harken back to med school. And I might have dozed off during that lecture because it's a rare condition, and it's not frequently mentioned.
I am a World Trade Center responder.
Ah, bingo!
And
there definitely could be some environmental exposure.
I am certified at the World Trade Center for aerodigestive. They're following me for aerodigestive diseases, and now they are dying to get their hands on me. When I told them about this, but, you know, I like this hematologist, but I'm not a sick person. I don't get sick. And this hematologist said, I want to see you in 6 weeks. Your IgM is probably going to be fine.
Are you tired? I mean, the cardinal symptom of that is fatigue.
I'm never tired. I don't really get a good night's sleep, but I'm not a fatigued. Once in a while, I get like a bout of like yawning, but I don't sleep.
I got to say, presumably you're calling in, what can I do about this? And
he told me he wants me to go on possibly prophylactic antiviral because I had shingles in June.
Okay.
And
I'm not going to go into the weeds on this. You know, whatever he says, we got to accede to. But I will tell you this, and this sounds like a generalization, but in integrative medicine, in a natural approach to health problems, there are two basic types of problems. They're like the big common problems, like hypertension, heart disease, prostate cancer, breast cancer, stroke. These are the very common disorders, and there are natural protocols for dealing with them that are well-tested, researched, and vetted, that they actually are reliable protocols that you can fall back on, and the research backs them up. For Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia, which is a mouthful to begin with, it's a rare condition, and there is no integrative protocol that's a surefire approach to it. But I got to say that given that so many conditions respond well to positive lifestyle interventions, it behooves you to follow a good diet, to get assessed for nutritional deficiencies, to especially considering vitamin D's role in lymphoma. That's, I think, a very, very important connection. I would make sure that you have adequate vitamin D, measure your vitamin D, take as much as you need to up your vitamin D into the 60 to 70 range. Nutritional support could make a difference. And I'm just qualifying that because there's no documented proof because it's such a rare condition. There's such a relatively few number of people who have this that they haven't done the studies. But that's what I would suggest for you. And as to the management of it, the fortunate thing is that, it's a form of lymphoma, but it's what's called an indolent disease, a slowly developing condition. And hopefully, it's got orphan status, but hopefully more research will be done and they'll come up with better treatments for it. I would suggest you see a specialist who is well acquainted with this disease, and they're probably, given that orphan diseases have a lot of support groups, check frequently with the support group for this online to see if there are any breakthrough therapies that can, block or slow the progression of this condition. Thanks for your call. All right. Now sharing with you a study on curcumin, and this attracted a lot of attention on social media. And people were quick to ask me when I posted this on Facebook, what type of curcumin are they talking about? Twice daily supplements boosted cognitive power over 18 months. Headline, curcumin improves memory and mood. This is from the University of California, Los Angeles, which happens to be a center for research on curcumin. Yeah, UCLA. They've been doing research on it for years. I used to visit California, and driving around in the car on AM radio, they would run ads saying, we're running a trial looking at the potential benefits of curcumin for memory at UCLA. If you want to sign up, give us a call, 1-800-whatever. So the research was published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry. That's a good one. They examined the effects of an easily absorbed curcumin supplement on memory performance in people without dementia, as well as people with Alzheimer's disease. And what they found was that there was indeed an effect. 40 subjects received standardized cognitive assessments at the start of the study and at six-month intervals, and they also underwent what's called PET scans to determine the levels of amyloid and tau in their brains. There's actually, you can do, if you suspect Alzheimer's disease, you can do this study. It's not a traditional imaging study. It looks at the energetics in the brain. And if you've got a generalized brain brownout, if instead of a 100-watt bulb, your brain, it looks like a 25-watt bulb when the study is done, it means you've got Alzheimer's. So in memory tests, the people taking curcumin improved by 28% over 18 months. They also had mild improvements in mood, and their brain PET scan showed significantly less amyloid and tau signals in the amygdala and hypothalamus than those who took placebos, which is all good. So, what did they take? What precisely did they take? Because there's so much controversy about which curcumin is the best. And the answer is maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe curcumin per se, whether you take it in curry, as people do with Indian food, because there is a lower incidence of Alzheimer's disease in India, no question. Could it be the curry or as many other lifestyle factors? We don't know. Or is it very specific to a certain bioavailable form of curcumin that crosses the blood-brain barrier effectively? We know that part of the problem with curcumin is that it's difficult to absorb and it's hard to get it to reach the brain, but apparently it does. The brand used was called Theracurmin. Theracurmin. And Theracurmin is offered by various vitamin companies. So it's not just one company that utilizes that material. But I'm not entirely sure that other forms of curcumin wouldn't have worked just as well. It just happens that in this particular study, they used this brand of curcumin called Theracurmin. And the dosage was simply one capsule of extra strength Theracurmin twice daily for 18 months with remarkable results, slowing progression of cognitive decline in these individuals, actually boosting brain power and reducing chances that the brain would show up changes associated with Alzheimer's. Very cool research, and more research on the way on the brain benefits of curcumin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. More calls coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In the aforementioned newsletter, we got a great article this week on the truth about Trump's physical. It's a detailed breakdown of what we know about the president's health. Well, also some perspective on presidential health in general. We have some interesting examples of from the past of presidents in real poor health. And in those days, it was concealed from the public. So check it out at drhoffman.com. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the newsletter and you'll get stories like that in your inbox on a weekly basis. All right, let's talk now to Tom from Stratford. I guess that's Stratford, Connecticut. How you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Hoffman?
Good.
Yeah, I had a question about the, I don't know if you know about the GDF-11, or I think it's called bone morphogenic protein 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, a GDF-11, it may have bone morphogenetic effects. I know a little bit about it. It's a... something which is claims to be an anti-aging protein in general. The researchers report that blood levels of GDF-11 drop in mice as animals get older, and that if you inject old mice with GDF-11, it's kind of the proverbial fountain of youth protein. It can partially reverse age-related thickening of the heart, and can rejuvenate the rodent's muscles and brains. But that research is controversial. And so why are you asking about it? Is that something that you're thinking of getting your hands on?
Yeah, well, I've talked to one of the, I don't know if I want to mention the name, but one of the persons who self-experimented with it. He's from New York. He's been doing it for 4 years.
He was able to get a hold of it, and he shot himself up with it?
Yeah, he's one of the founders at the RadFest. He's one of the I guess he was a keynote speaker at that Rad Festival with Suzanne Summers in San Diego, California, the anti-aging conference.
Oh, cool.
And, and he's been doing it for 4 years, so it's been injectable, and he's had great results. All his biomarkers have improved, so I just wanted to find out if you had any more intake on it, if you think it's a safe. He said there's about 40 people that are using it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got to say, it's in the early phases, and I've just, know just a little bit about it. I also know that it's controversial. Because some studies, put the kibosh on that and say that, it's not really beneficial and, it's not yet ready for prime time. But there's a tendency for bold, researchers, and since this is about anti-aging, to make themselves human guinea pigs and give it a shot. And this is not part of any formal trial. This is part of a DIY, community of people who are undertaking this therapy. So, it's on my radar screen. I can't comment on it yet. And it may be the Ponce de Leon treatment of the future. It has promise. It just needs to be looked at a little more carefully.
Right, right. Well, just one last thing. There's a billionaire. I don't know who he is, but he's trying to get it FDA approved. So
okay.
I don't know who this person is.
This is going to, by the way, and, just final comment, this is going to be a huge area in this century, is these plausible treatments, anti-aging treatments, compounds, things that may cost tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars to undertake, whether it's getting transfused with young blood taken from young people and put into older people. I think eccentric billionaires across the world are going to undertake these therapies in an effort to achieve immortality. It's mankind's oldest quest. They've been doing it for a long time. And, that's the way it goes. Thanks for your call. An interesting subject. And this final comment on diet for cognitive decline. This is remarkable. Well, you have a stroke. You figure, hey, your brain's, really knocked out. There's nothing much you can do. It turns out that a diet called the MIND diet, which is short for the Mediterranean Dash Diet Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay, that spells MIND, It's a hybrid of the Mediterranean and DASH diets. It's been found to slow or actually accentuate the recovery from strokes. So very, very interesting study, preliminary research that suggests that it may reduce the tendency for cognitive decline in people who've already had strokes knocking out parts of their brain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.